Right now it's time for the Wait Wait Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait Wait Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Julian.
Hey, Julian, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Toledo, Ohio.
Wow.
Yeah.
You sound, I guess the word I'm looking for is resigned.
Yeah, that's about right.
Is that right, Toledo? That works. What do you do there in Toledo?
I'm a college professor.
I see. Because Toledo, of course, known as the Athens of the far northwest corner of Ohio.
Actually, some in our administration think we should be the MIT on the Ottawa River.
Really?
Yes.
And what do you think the chances of that happening are?
Rather small.
All right. Julian, welcome to the show. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Corva, what is Julian's topic?
So, tell me about your mother.
Psychotherapy has come a long way since Sigmund Freud invited his first patient to lie back on the couch a century ago. This week, the discipline took another great leap forward. Our panelists are each going to tell you a story about an exciting new development in the field of curing human misery. Only one of them is real. The other two are fakes, arising no doubt from the way our panelists were constantly lied to as children. Pick that real story, you'll win our prize. Ready to play?
I'm ready.
First, let's hear from Luke Burbank.
Anger issues, unexplained crying jags, Lou Dobbs terrors. These are all common problems psychotherapists deal with every day. But what if your mental unease is more related to, say, that Styrofoam McDLT box you tossed out back in 1986? Well, you're in luck, thanks to the emerging field of eco-psychology. According to Sandy Schulmeyer of Portland, Oregon, a practitioner of eco-psychology, global warming has added an extra layer of anxiety to what people are already feeling. Dr. Schulmeyer's prescription for his patients: spend more time outdoors and explore how their upbringing may have affected their relationship with nature. Now, there's not exactly a Sigmund Freud of eco-psychology, but it certainly has its believers, like Angeline Teamson, a graduate student at Lewis and Clark College. Ever since learning of eco-psychology, she's gained a new outlook, spending her class breaks sitting silently at the base of an old black walnut tree, rubbing her hands over the bark, and sniffing the empty shells left behind by squirrels. Now I ask you, would a crazy person do that?
Eco-psychology, helping heal the psychic wounds left by cruelty to the environment. Your next story of an advance in head shrinking comes from Paula Poundstone.
Comfort foods can be out and out snugly. The American Psychological Association has approved a procedure which involves immersing the patient in a tub of tomato-based liquid in the treatment of anxiety disorders as well as episodic discontrol syndrome. Many of the patients who have benefited from this treatment were not just troubled but debilitated, says Dr. Diane Galinos, who pioneered the studies after discovering her chihuahua was substantially less jittery after being treated for skunk spray. Trust me, someone must really be suffering to be willing to seek relief from their mental health problems by dunking in tomato soup under a doctor's supervision, and they are. Patients experience a dramatic reduction in violent, impulsive, and anxiety-ridden behaviors. Although it is not understood how or why the tomato dip works, advocate Dr. Mark Sanchagrin claims many pharmaceutical approaches are equally mysterious and risk side effects. The only trouble with the tomato-based liquid therapy is that patients claim to feel like Bugs Bunny as they enter the tub.
Being dipped in tomato soup helps the depressed. Your last story about a psychiatric technique that'll make Tom Cruise really mad comes from Moraka.
Soon after Fort Wayne, Indiana's Kathy Olufsen gave birth to her daughter Alice, she became consumed with fear that her baby would be eaten by a dingo. Fort Wayne's vibrant Australian immigrant community touts 721 pet dingoes. The animals are strictly monitored by the city, with fenced-in dingo runs and 3 dingo daycare centers in the city's Little Canberra neighborhood. Still, women like Olufsen fear that their babies will be eaten, a condition known as strepnosis. Purdue University's strepnosis specialist, Margaret Smith, recommends 3 courses of action to manage the fear. Number 1, avoid all television and radio programs starring dingoes. Number 2, visit a petting zoo and introduce your baby to a fearsome animal that doesn't like to eat babies, like a jackal or a coyote. Finally, number three, educate yourself about dingoes in case you encounter one that's not on a leash. For instance, as any Aussie will tell you, dingoes hate the taste of Chinese duck sauce. A baby lightly coated in duck sauce is certain to repel the most ravenous dingo.
Well, I know this is going to be tough, Julian. Let me review your choices for you. From Luke Burbank, the story of eco-psychology, professionals trying to help people deal with their guilt over their impact in the environment. From Paula Poundstone, tomato soup therapy, people being immersed in vegetable broth for their own good. And from Mo Rocca, techniques to help members of the Australian colony of Fort Wayne, Indiana, deal with their debilitating fear that dingoes will eat their babies.
It's called strepnosis, Peter. It has a name.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, I think the eco-psychology one is true.
You think so, do you?
I think so.
Your choice, then, is Luke's story of the eco-psychology. Well, to bring you the real answer, we spoke to a professional who knows how to deal with this particular problem.
So if somebody came to me and was concerned about their carbon footprint, I'm not going to be telling them what they should be doing. If they're really interested in having kind of a healthier relationship with the environment, I'm going to help them do that. Like, how are they going to have a better relationship with the birds and the bees and the grass and the trees?
That was Deb Peranian, director of the Master's Program in Wilderness Therapy at Naropa University, discussing how she would treat a patient coming to her for ecotherapy. Yes, of course, sir. You got it right. Well done. As for the people terrified that dingoes might eat their baby, you're out of luck because, no, you earned a point for Luke. You've won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting on your home answering machine. Well done, sir. Very well done.
Great. Thank you.
Let me tell you about the birds.